2.8 is to explain the mechanism of action and specificity of enzymes in terms of their three-dimensional structure, and explain that enzymes are biological catalysts that reduce activation energy, catalyzing a wide range of intracellular and extracellular reactions. An enzyme itself is a specific, temperature-dependent, pH-dependent biological catalyst. You'll find that there are intracellular ones, such as DNA polymerase, which you'll come to know and love, and extracellular ones, such as pepsin and amylase, the digestive enzymes. The recommended name will be quite short, usually ending in A's, so DNA polymerase is actually quite a good one. The systematic name is often quite long, such as ATP creatine phosphotransferase, and there'll be a unique classification number by which scientists can communicate with each other about it without being unsure about what enzyme this is. Okay. Enzymes lower the activation energy of a reaction. You'll have the initial energy state of the substrates, and there'll be the energy state of the intermediates, which is usually quite high. In biological reactions, these have very high activation energy barriers. Then you'll have the final energy state of the product, which is usually going to be lower. Now, the activation energy of an enzyme-catalyzed reaction is much lower because the energy of the enzyme-substrate complex is going to be comparatively a lot lower than the intermediates without the enzyme. So it catalyzes the reaction by enabling the formation of an enzyme-substrate complex in order the substrates can meet each other and react. So you'll have substrate plus enzyme goes to enzyme substrate complex, goes to enzyme product complex, and then product plus enzyme. The active site of the enzyme is specific to this molecule or these substrates, and when the product is formed, it doesn't fit the active site, so it's expelled from the active site, and the active site is free to take up other substrates in the future reactions. In anabolic reactions, the enzymes bring the substrate molecules together. You're making things, you're building them up. Think about anabolic steroids here. In catabolic reactions, the bonds are affected so that they are easier to break. So catabolism breaks apart substances. Now, when you did GCSE, you talked about lock and key hypothesis, assuming that the active site of an enzyme was rigid. But X-ray crystallography has indicated that the proteins are flexible. So we now understand an induced fit hypothesis, suggesting the active site only assumes its catalytic conformation after the substrate molecules have bound to its site. And then when the product leaves, the active site returns to its inactive state. The active site's specific shape is due to the tertiary structure of the protein, and the change in the shape of the protein affects the shape of the active site and therefore the function of the enzyme. So enzymes only change the rate of the reaction. They do not change the equilibrium or the end products. They're specific to one reaction and they're present in very small amounts due to the high molecular activity. Now, this is related to the turnover number, the number of substrate molecules that could be transformed per minute by one enzyme molecule. Catalase is one of the fastest, and we're talking 6 times 10 to the power of 6 molecules per minute. This is an enormous number per molecule. You can regulate the rate of an enzyme catalyzed reaction by controlling the number of enzymes molecules being produced. And that's one of the ways that the body can deal with metabolism at different rates. Okay, so there are other ways in which we can control the rate of a reaction, including temperature and pH, but we'll look at them in the context of the next part of the specification.